Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. All of Psalm 1. Then looking in the book of 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance. Persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Verses 1 through 17, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thank you, Lord, once again for the wisdom, the grace, the power, the strength, the joy, the encouragement that's found in your word. Thank you for the truth that your word is pregnant with the ability to bless us, to guide us, to strengthen us, to stir us up in the power of your spirit. With every passing day, more and more, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word. And help us to grow in our understanding of what a powerful weapon your word is. And help us to be wise enough to put it to work mightily and faithfully every day in our lives, to consume it every day, and to walk in its wisdom and power and grace each and every day. We thank you, and we praise you for the chance to come to you in prayer every day. More and more empower us to be hearers and doers of your word. We thank you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer at this time.
Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful that we can come to you as your children today. And God, to know that we are part of a kingdom that will last forever, that will never end, that we have the hope of heaven to be away from this sinful earth, to be able to worship you perfectly face to face. What a life we have, Father. We thank you for that, and we thank you for your precious Son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We continue to remind and encourage you to take time to visit the AFA Resource Center. Go to resources.afa.net. Again, that's resources.afa.net. afa.net. The AFA Resource Center is our online bookstore, and there you find lots of items and tools that can help to strengthen you and your family in your daily walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it's a marketplace of tools to help inform, equip, and activate believers to become vessels God can use to help transform all our culture. So again, stop by and pick up some of the great resources found there. Join lots of others who are involved in the work of building God's kingdom every single day. Again, go to resources.afa.net. Again, that's resources.afa.net. AFA Resource Center is a ministry of the American Family Association. Today, we continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up now in the book of 1 Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 6, starting at verse 16. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. Now these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. Of Gershom were Libni, his son, Jahath, his son, Zimah, his son, Joah, his son, Iddo, his son, Zerah, his son, and Jeatherai, his son. The sons of Kohath were Aminadab, his son, Korah, his son, Aser, his son, Elkanah, his son, Ebiasaph, his son, Aser, his son, Tahath, his son, Uriel, his son, Uzziah, his son, and Shaul, his son. The sons of Elkanah were Amasai and Ahimoth. As for Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah were Zophai, his son, Nahath, his son, Eliab, his son, Jeroham, his son, and Elkanah, his son. The sons of Samuel were Joel, the firstborn, and Abijah, the second. The sons of Merari were Mahli, Libni, his son, Shimei, his son, Uzza, his son, Shemaiah, his son, Haggiah, his son, and Uzziah, his son. Now these are the men whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest. They were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. And these are the ones who ministered with their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathites were Heman the singer, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toah, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasa, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tohath, the son of Aser, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And his brother Asaph, who stood at his right hand, was Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Michael, the son of Besaiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi. Their brethren, the sons of Merari, on the left hand were Ethan, the son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Benai, the son of Shamir, the son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. And their brethren, the Levites, were appointed to every kind of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. But Aaron and his sons offered sacrifices on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. Now these are the sons of Aaron: Eleazar, his son; Phinehas, his son; Abishua, his son; Bukai, his son; Uzai, his son; Zerahiah, his son; Marioth, his son; Amariah, his son; Ahitub, his son; Zadok, his son; and Ahimaaz, his son. Now these are their dwelling places throughout their settlements in their territory, for they were given by lot to the sons of Aaron of the family of the Kohathites. They gave them Hebron in the land of Judah, with its surrounding common lands. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave one of the cities of refuge, Hebron. Also Libna, with its common lands, Jeter, Eshtemoa, with its common lands, Hillan, with its common lands, Debir, with its common lands, Ashan, with its common lands, and Beth Shemesh, with its common lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, Geba, with its common lands, Alameth, with its common lands, and Anathoth, with its common lands. All their cities among their families were 13. To the rest of the family of the tribe of the Kohathites, they gave by lot 10 cities from half the tribe of Manasseh. And to the sons of Gershon, throughout their families, they gave 13 cities from the tribe of Issachar, from the tribe of Asher, from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan. To the sons of Merari, throughout their families, they gave 12 cities from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun. So the children of Israel gave these cities with their common lands to the Levites. And they gave by lot from the tribe of the children of Judah, from the tribe of the children of Simeon, and from the tribe of the children of Benjamin, these cities which are called by their names. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath were given cities as their territory from the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave them one of the cities of refuge, Shechem, with its common lands in the mountains of Ephraim, also Gezer, with its common lands, Jokmeam, with its common lands, Beth Horon, with its common lands, Ajalon, with its common lands, and Gath Rimmon, with its common lands. And from the half tribe of Manasseh, Aner, with its common lands, and Bileam, with its common lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. From the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, the sons of Gershon were given Golan in Bashan, with its common lands, and Ashtaroth, with its common lands. Verses 1 through 70, 1 Chronicles, chapter 6. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back.
You're taking me deeper.
The music of Lincoln Brewster, Made New. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 6, beginning at verse 66. Now some of the families of the sons of Kohath were given cities as their territories from the tribe of Ephraim, and they gave them one of the cities of refuge, Shechem, with its common lands, in the mountain of Ephraim, also Gezer with its common lands, Jokmeam with its common lands, Beth Horon with its common lands, Ajalon with its common lands, and Gath Rimmon with its common lands, and from the half tribe of Manasseh, Aner with its common lands, Bileam with its common lands, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath. From the family of the half tribe of Manasseh, the sons of Gershon were given Golan in Bashan with its common lands, and Ashtaroth with its common lands. And from the tribe of Issachar, Kedesh with its common lands, Deberath with its common lands, Ramoth with its common lands, and Anem with its common lands. And from the tribe of Asher, Mashal with its common lands, Abdon with its common lands, Hukok with its common lands, and Rahab with its common lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its common lands, Haman with its common lands, and Kirjathaim with its common lands. From the tribe of Zebulun, the rest of the children of Merari were given Rimmon with its common lands, and Tabor with its common lands. And on the other side of the Jordan, across from Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, they were given from the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness with its common lands, Jaza with its common lands, Kedemoth with its common lands, and Mephaoth with its common lands. And from the tribe of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead with its common lands, Mahanaim with its common lands, Heshbon with its common lands, and Jazer with its common lands. 1 Chronicles chapter 7. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola were Uzai, Rephai, Jeriel, Jamai, Jibsam, and Shemuel. Heads of their father's house, the sons of Tola were mighty men of valor in their generations. Their number in the days of David was 22,600. The sons of Uzai were Izrahiah, and the sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chief men. And with them, by their generations, according to their fathers' houses, were 36,000 troops ready for war, for they had many wives and sons. Now their brethren among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of valor, listed by their genealogies, 87,000 in all. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Becher, and Jediel, three in all. The sons of Bela were Esbon, Uzai, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, five in all. They were heads of their father's houses, and they were listed by their genealogies, 22,034 mighty men of valor. The sons of Becher were Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Eloenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these are the sons of Becher. And they were recorded by genealogy according to their generations, heads of their fathers' houses, 20,200 mighty men of valor. The son of Jediael was Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenani, Zethan, Tharash, Irish, Ahishahar. And these sons of Jediael were heads of their fathers' houses. There were 17,200 mighty men of valor, fit to go out for war and battle. Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ur, and Hushim was the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shalem, the sons of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh, his Syrian concubine, bore him Maker, the father of Gilead, the father of Azrael. Maker took as his wife the sister of Hupim and Shupim, whose name was Maasekah. The son of Gilead's grandson was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad begot only daughters. Maasekah, the wife of Maker, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. The son of Ulam was Bedan. These were the descendants of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh. His sister Hamoleketh were Ishtad, Abiezer, and Melah. And the sons of Shemedah were Ahayan, Shechem, Lehi, and Anayim. The sons of Ephraim were Shuthelah, Bered his son, Tahath his son, Eleda his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthelah his son, and Ezer and Elead. The men of Gath who were born in that land killed them because they came down to take away their cattle. Then Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived and bore a son, and he called his name Beriah, because tragedy had come upon his house. Now his daughter was Sheerah, who built Lower and Upper Beth-horon and Uzen Sheerah. And Rephah was his son, as well as Resheph and Telah his son, Tahan his son, Laadan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Now their possessions and dwelling places were Bethel and its towns, to the east of Naaran, to the west Gezer and its towns, and Shechem and its towns, as far as Aya and its towns. And by the borders of the children of Manasseh were Beth Shean with its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishba, Ishbi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malchiel, who was the father of Berzaith. And Heber begot Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were the children of Japhlet. The sons of Shemer were Ahai, Rogah, Jehubah, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shalesh, and Amal. The sons of Zophah were Suah, Harnepher, Shual, Berai, Imra, Bezer, Had, Shema, Shilsha, Jethram, and Beera. The sons of Jether were Jephunneh, Pispah, and Era. The sons of Ula were Era, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their fathers' houses, choice men, mighty men of valor, chief leaders. And they were recorded by genealogies among the army fit for battle. Their number was 26,000. 1 Chronicles chapter 8. Now Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Ahara the third, Noha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shephufan, and Huran. These are the sons of Ehud, who were the heads of the fathers' houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and who forced them to move to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who forced them to move. He begot Uzzah and Ahihud. Also, Shearahim had children in the country of Moab, after he had sent away Hushim and Beerah, his wives. By Hodesh, his wife, he begot Jobab, Zebiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jeuz, Sekiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of their father's houses. And by Hushim, he begot Abitub and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal were Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns. And Beriah and Shema, who were heads of their father's houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshak, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ispah, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Jizliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpaal. Jachim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elianai, Zilathai, Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anto, Thijah, Iphdai, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshak. Shamsherai, Sheariah, Athaliah, Jerashiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of the fathers' houses by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem. Now the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, dwelt at Gibeon. And his firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechar, and Mikloth, who begot Shemiah. These also dwelt alongside their relatives in Jerusalem with their brethren. Ner begot Kish, Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begot Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tareah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehoiada. Jehoiada begot Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Moza. Moza begot Benia, Rapha his son. Verses 1 through 36, 1 Chronicles chapter 8. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we continue reading through the Word of God. We'll be back. Music of Jennifer Miko with Great God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now in the New Testament reading through the Word of God as we pick up now the book of Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against sin, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them. But he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness by those who have been trained by it. Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched, and that burned with fire, and to blackness, and darkness, and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure what was commanded. And if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 13. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with a word of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Greet all those who rule over you, and all the saints. Those from Italy greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen. End of Hebrews chapter 13 and end of the book of Hebrews. Again, once again, our encouragement to you is that if you're not reading God's word every day, that you would start that habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day. That's a great habit to strengthen any and all of us in Christ. And also, parents, we'd encourage you to have each of your children to read 3 chapters every day out loud to you. That's a habit that'll bless your children, bless your family, and bless your whole household. Hope you'll take that time to do that. Father, thank you, Lord, again for the privilege of us being able to open your word every single day, to be able to spend time one-on-one with you as you speak words of wisdom, counsel, grace, and encouragement to us. And thank you for the opportunity for us to have our children and grandchildren to read the word out loud to us. Lord, whether it's in person at home in the living room or maybe by telephone, but help us to be wise enough to have our children to read your word out loud to us daily so that they will be strengthened, encouraged, and blessed in their faith greatly as well. And let your word do a mighty work in their lives. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As usual, if towards the end of our broadcast, we'd like to give the opportunity to anyone listening who's never asked Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior, one who's not saved or they're unsure about their walk with the Lord, I'd like to invite you to make the step and ask Christ to come into your heart to save you today. Would you simply pray this prayer with us as a salvation prayer or a rededication prayer? Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you would have me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live my whole life for you. Thank you for saving me. And I now declare I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, please do email us. We've heard from we've heard from a number of people who've been blessed as they receive Christ or have been encouraged in their faith, or sometimes people emailing us just to ask for some of the resources we provide. We're glad to respond, and we look forward to responding to those that desire, once they've accepted Christ, to grow and grow strong in their walk. Or if you're simply wanting some of the resources we provide, we're glad to share them with you. Again, my email is jparker@afa.net. We hope to hear from you and share with you some of these resources that will help you in your walk with the Lord. Again, jparker@afa.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.